Since we're in our first couple weeks of August, it's now time to start thinking about wheat drilling season. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm one of the agronomists with K-State Research and Extension. I serve Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. And when we start thinking about preparing for wheat drilling, there's a couple of things we need to have in a row for ourselves. And that includes good quality wheat seed for drilling season and now controlling volunteer wheat to prevent wheat streak mosaic. So when we start talking about good quality seed, one step in that is to perform a germination test on your wheat. As we've done in the past, I've set up an arrangement with Kansas Crop Improvement where we can take our wheat samples to Manhattan and have them germ tested. The cost of a germ test with Kansas Crop Improvement is $17. By sending it there, you will have a test that's complete that has four replications of 100 seeds per replication and it's evaluated by a trained professional. They also offer a seed count for an additional $4. So for the total for the germ test and the seed count, or seeds per pound, is a total of $21. If you would like to have wheat germ test ran, you can drop off your samples by this Wednesday, August 9th, to your local extension office or to the experiment station in Colby. What you need to do is bring in about 2 pounds of wheat seed for the germination test. That's roughly about a half full gallon baggie of wheat seed. Make sure you mark it so you remember which bin or what came out or which sample we have brought in, and we can have the germ test ran. Just drop off your wheat sample and your check at the extension office. I will pick them up on Thursday and get them headed to Manhattan so we can have germ test ran. We usually have results in about 2 weeks. This allows for chilling time to break the summer dormancy and time to get the wheat germinated and evaluated. So drop off your samples by Wednesday, August 9th, and I will get them picked up and get them set up for germ testing. The second thing we need to talk a little bit about is controlling volunteer wheat to prevent wheat streak mosaic. So it's time to be thinking about controlling volunteer wheat. We want a 2-week gap, 2 weeks prior to drilling, to have no volunteer wheat out in the field, because wheat curl mites live on the volunteer wheat and they are happy to move into newly emerging wheat and transfer that wheat streak mosaic virus. And so that's been a very hot topic this year, the wheat streak mosaic virus. And we're actually going to have a meeting about learning about wheat streak mosaic, and that's happening August 14th, Sherman County 4-H building there in Goodland. It'll run from 1:30 to 3 p.m. on August 14th. And this is really a question and answer session. And so we want to learn from you farmers as much as we want to have some information for you to better understand wheat streak mosaic. And so we're going to have really a kind of an open dialogue of question and answers. Some of the topics we'll probably hit on includes the causes of wheat streak mosaic, prevention of the disease, management of the insect and the disease, and then opportunities for research projects. We've have a lot of information about wheat streak mosaic, but there's a lot of opportunities for us to be doing more research, and maybe we can pair with some of you farmers to do some of this research. So come join us at this meeting. It's August 14th. It's at the Sherman County 4-H building. It'll be from 1:30 to 3 p.m. Mountain Time. If you would give me a heads up that you would like to attend, that would be wonderful. You can call the Extension office in Goodland at 890-4880, or you can just drop me an email, and that is jfalkjones@ksu.edu. I have all of this information posted on our website and our Facebook page. Our website is www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can follow us on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie, and I'll have all this information posted up there. But if you want germ tests ran on your wheat seed, make sure you have them at the Extension office by Wednesday, and then mark your calendars for August 14th to attend our Learning About Wheat Streak Mosaic meeting there in Goodland.